And we are headed to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty cool experience. As much as I love old school country music, parking was a little expensive. Yeah.
It's pricey, but it's
in the center, and so hopefully we could walk to most of our places from here. So.
And we've saved on the food budget, so it kind of balances out.
If you look carefully at the Country Music Hall of Fame, the windows are piano keys.
Now, once you enter the building, head straight to the box office. We highly recommend getting the Museum and Studio B combo pass. Trust us, you'll see why in our next episode. Don't forget to ask about that teacher discount, though. It's not advertised, but there is one available, and it will save you a few dollars. It's a great discount. During our tour, we saw everything from Gene Autry's guitar and Minnie Pearl's dress and hat to Hank Williams' guitar. Now, my little pop heart was made very happy when I saw Elvis's diamond and fish scale dusted gold trim Cadillac. Even by today's standards, this car is nice. It has all the bells and whistles, including a high-end sound system and an electric shoe buffer. You know, just in case your shoes need a good shine. Did I mention they have one of Elvis's linen jackets? We saw memorabilia from Johnny Cash, Ray Charles, Dolly Parton, and one of our personal favorites, the vest worn by Kenny Rogers in the music video for The Gambler. But things just kept going. Dottie West, Freddie Fender, Garth Brooks, and hand-penned lyrics from Alan Jackson. But everything came to a screeching halt when we found Bandit's car from Smokey and the Bandit. We both grew up with this movie. We had to take a picture. Next up, we saw items from Alabama, Hank Williams Jr., Charlie Daniels, Taylor Swift, and Luke Combs. There you are greeted with an entire wall of silver, gold, and platinum records. Along the circular ceiling are the words of the anthem of the Grand Ole Opry. Will the circle be unbroken? Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. And remember, break the monotony, not the bank. Bye, guys.